With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel is pressing its attacks on Hezbollah largely in order to force favorable terms in the expected upcoming ceasefire.
That ceasefire would have, from Israeli perspective, have to include Hezbollah's withdrawal to north of the Litani River and the entrance of the Lebanese army as sort of a buffer between Israel and Hezbollah in that area between the Litani and our northern border.
And Dr. Oren telling the Salem Radio Network the war is far from over as Hezbollah continues to pummel northern Israel with missile strikes each and every day.
And so right now, these bombings are little messages to convince Hezbollah that Israel still has the upper hand. And if they want this war to stop, that's going to be the condition.
Also at SRNnews.com, Germany's chancellor has talked with Russia's Vladimir Putin. First exchange since 2022.
German news agency DPA says Chancellor Olaf Scholz had a one-hour call with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the first such conversation in 2 years. Few details were immediately available about the exchange, but it comes as their two countries have been at odds over Russia's war in Ukraine, which accelerated when Putin ordered Russian troops to invade the country in February 2022. Scholz is known to have a cautious approach to Ukraine. On Wednesday, he reiterated in a speech to parliamentarians that Germany would not supply Kyiv with long-range missiles capable of striking Russian territory, claiming the approach would not raise tensions. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More bloodshed in eastern Congo. Authorities say at least 13 people have been killed, others kidnapped by extremist rebels linked to the Islamic State group. Women reportedly, along with some kids, those who were killed. This is SRN News. A new look at the LGBT Americans.
Given their prominence in entertainment and in the news media, a lot of people guess the U.S. population of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people is about one-third or possibly more. But the latest Gallup poll finds LGBT individuals make up just 7.6% of the total population. And most of those people are Generation Z, teens and young adults. Older people are much less likely to be gay, suggesting that many young people will actually shed that label as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-family groups hoping President Trump will make good on his promises to end President Biden's promotion of transgenderism. Opposition was emphasized in the closing days of Mr. Trump's campaign. Now, one of his final ads said, Kamala is for they and them. President Trump is for you. This is SRN News. McDonald's making quite a move.
McDonald's is investing $100 million to bring customers back after a recent E. coli outbreak. The fast food chain is trying to lure customers back after an outbreak of E. coli tied to onions on McDonald's Quarter Pounders. Those, by the way, are back on the menu. The investments include $65 million that will go directly to the hardest hit franchises. According to federal health officials, Colorado reported at least 30 cases, while Montana had 19. Overall, at least 104 people got sick and 34 went to the hospital. I'm Shelley Adler.
Boeing says now it has delivered layoff notices to more than 400 members of its professional aerospace labor union. That's part of thousands of cuts planned by the company as it struggles to recover from a number of financial and regulatory troubles. More details at srnnews.com.